ice. Things never look this nice. It's the life we live, it's the price we pay. 400 a zip, Imperial Rosé. Black diamonds and all of my whips, timeless. Vow to never break your heart, or I promise I got us. Ain't a show off, just being honest. You wanna sip mimosas, I pour them, take a trip. We could blow a few dollars. Other bitches, you heard about them. But you're moving forward, they never backwards. Cop shorty, a quarter, let her roll it up for practice. Lot of role play, you studying to be an actress. What the haps is, I'ma call you later than I'll fall through. Maybe we can all get faded. And I'm 100, them others trying to fake it. Self-made G millionaire in the making. Boss of my team, bringing home the bacon. Your nigga falling off and need a replacement. Face it.
Now you're dropping your heart's racing. Let's go, you got it. 110. Turn me up. Let's go, Wiz.
Everything full throttle, yeah.
It's that feel-good music right here. Let's go.
The money come in, the money go. The same seem to pertain to them corny hoes. So I keep it G. Continually stack this paper while all them bitches chase me. Won't be enough for your safety. Bitch can't hold herself down, then she bound and drizzle. We party in Vegas, smoking pina colada papers. Travel the world, people know when our faces. Waitress, bringing them by the cases. For me and my real niggas, we not in the matrix. I'm talking plain shit, that shit you have to join the gang with. Could probably make you leave your man for first class living. Taking pictures in the sand, $100,000 whip shopping trips to Japan. So you rolling if you know like I know. The niggas don't go where I go. Gangster.
Ooh, let's go.
Mommy, I fucks with you, borderline stuck with you. I roll up, hit the airport and stunt with you. Count all this bread, maybe split a cut with you. No respect for niggas who smoke blunts with you. All wins, no loss. Big house, mow lawn.
Let's go.
No lease, own cars, straight work.
I'm my own boss. Yeah, let's go. It's a classic right here. Come on, man. Vibe with me. That's a classic right there. That's a classic. If you don't get in the in some sort of vibe when that come on, I don't know what to tell you for real. Like that whole mixtape, that takes me back to like, that's a moment. That was a moment in rap history. When Kush and OJ came out, that was a moment in rap history. I remember where I was at. I was in LA when that was riding hard. Like when that was bumping in every car, everywhere. I was in LA. Couldn't get no better. Definitely couldn't get no better when that dropped, man. That's crazy, man. Classic mixtape, classic jam. Shout out to Wiz. You know what it is. We back. You got it. Episode 110. I think we 110 right now. And yeah, man, it's active right now, man. There's a lot going on. But we ain't going to get on to too much because I think I may try to drop something else. Because there's so much going on, I ain't going to be able to fit it all into this episode. So we're going to try to just cover a couple, you know, couple things. And then we're going to probably drop again tomorrow. And yeah, man, get to the rest of the stuff, man. There's a lot of major things going on that I really ain't going to get into right now. But I mean, we might try to squeeze it in this episode. We'll see how it flows, man. But just know You know that time be going real fast. And that Wiz jam got me turned up for some reason. I don't know what it is about that, but yeah, man. So you know we got a lot going on this weekend, music wise. Of course, the guys from the JBP, shout out to Joe and them. Flip, Mel is back. Shout out to M4, she's back. Ish Ice, Parks in the cut, Rolling Doobies up. In the cut, that's another Wiz joint. I mean, Parks don't really be doing that, but yeah, man, shout out to the gang, man. They was talking about Drake having a diss song, Kendrick having something. They had something in the clip, and they're supposed to drop Thursday at midnight, going into Friday. They didn't drop, but of course, we was always waiting for the Drake drop. So what did end up happening is that we got the drops today. They were leaks. Okay, they were leaks. I mean, I don't know if the Drake drop was official, but we did get a drop from Drake. And he's dissing the whole industry for real. I mean, he's going crazy. Drake is not messing around with nobody, man. He's not. And we should know that, man. Aubrey Graham does not play. Like he do not play. When he want to get into that rap bag, then that's what he's going to do. And that's what he did on this diss joint, man. That's what he did. He decided that he was going to address everybody. And he wasn't going, you know what I mean? He wasn't going to play around, man. He wasn't going to mince words with nobody. the drop and Give Me 50. I mean, this is Kendrick, The Weeknd, Rick Ross. I mean, he goes crazy. So let's get a little snippet in here of this drop and Give Me 50 by none other than Drake, Drizzy Drake, aka Aubrey Graham, aka October's Finest, aka he gonna do whatever he wanna do and say whatever he wanna say when he get in that bag. Can't get put outside America for now. I'm out in Tokyo because I'm big in Japan. I'm the hit maker, y'all depend on. Tough on record in my city, it was friend zone. You won't never take no chain over us. How the fuck you been stepping with a size 7 men's on? It's the bark with the bite, nigga, what's up? I know my picture on the wall when y'all cook up. Extortion, baby, whole career, you been shook up. This top, so you dropping, give me 50 like some push-ups. Huh, your last one brick, you really not on shit. They make excuses for you cause they hate to see me lit. Pull your contract cause we gotta see the split. Hey, the way you doing splits, bitch, your pants might rip. You better do that motherfucker show inside the bitty. Maroon 5 need a verse, you better make it witty. Whoa. And we need a verse for the Swifties. Top say drop, you better drop and give them 50. Pip squeak pipe down, you ain't in no big three. Scissor got you white down, Travis got you white down, Savage got you white down. Like your label boy, you in a scope right now. And you gon' feel the aftermath of what I write down. I'm at the top of the mountain, so you tight now. Just to have this talk with your ass, I had to hike down. Big difference between Mike and Mike now. What the fuck is this, a 20v1, nigga? What's a prince to a king? He a son, nigga. I get more love in the city that you from, nigga. Let you shut your whole ass up and make some drums, nigga. Come on, we don't even need to go. Look, we don't need to even get anymore. He already said it, man. What's this, 20 verse 1? That is that what this is? 20 verse 1, everybody trying to come at the GOAT? I mean, Metro, shut up. I don't want to hear nothing you got to say. And yeah, man, I mean, just for the simple fact that Drake is basically fighting half the industry right now. And to me, the fact that they all going at him is a win in my books. Because I don't think we've ever seen this before in rapper hip hop, where everybody's going at one person. We've never seen this before. This is like a moment in time, a moment in history right now. And to say that Drake is holding it down would be an understatement. And Drake basically wants all the smoke, man. He wants all the smoke, man. It ain't, I mean, and that drop and give me 50, man, you know what it was, man. You know what it was.
you and your little motherfucking minions to plot it on in between. Tiana, Khadija, Lenny Corbell, bodies.
That's what it was. Bodies. That's all Drake was trying to do. Bodies. If you want smoke, he's giving it to you. And to act like he can't do that is ridiculous, man. I mean, and you know what? This is how good the track was that Drake dropped and how much heat it was that people thought it was AI. People thought it was artificial. That's how fire it was. Just for the simple fact you thought it was artificial makes it even more crazy. Like that makes the track even more crazy. People thought it was fake. Come on, man. But not to be outdone though. Rosé, aka Boss, aka Rick Ross, aka the biggest. He decided, I guess after he heard Drake's jam, he decides to drop his own diss track. And there's some bold accusations in Ross's joint. So let's kind of get into this Ross joint, man. We're going to play a little snippet of this Ross joint.
Niggas leaking their records when we speaking directly. If we keeping it gangster, when you see me, you check me. White boy, I see you. Yeah, check. Getting bullied, don't walk up on me because the clip is fully. Niggas pussy, don't want to push me. I'm like, really, Woody? Like his moves. But he never had a fight in school. Always ran another nigga, had to write your grooves. Flow was copy and paste. Weezy gave you the juice. Another white boy at the park, want to hang with the crew. Bullet surprise when I'm switching up like dyed denim. Get incentives for all the killings while we ride rentals. Look me right in my face. He beginning to shake. Told you niggas stay scheming. I'm predicting my fate. Got more money than you. Fuck you want me to say?
Come 50 mil for the crib.
Where you want me to stay? I can shoot up the block. I got bitches to pay. Let you DM my old, but got bitches you can't. Let you get on my songs. It was good for your face. Now bitch nigga is home and no room for debate.
Whoa. We gonna stop it right there. Come on, man. Call him out his name. It's on right now. I got all this money. I mean, come on, man. Lemon Pepper Stepper is out here. The Lemon Pepper Stepper is out here. He ain't come to play no games either. Definitely that champagne moments, that Rosé diss. Man, hip hop is back. Rap is back. Like, think about what we had in the past week, man. We had Kendrick spark it off on the Metro and Future joint. He took his shots. J. Cole came back with a counterpunch, even though he threw his punch and hit his hands. I still commend him for throwing a punch, though. Drake came back with a haymaker. It landed. And then Ross came with the uppercut. And right now it's lit out here, man. It's super lit out here for hip-hop. As far as a rap fan, this is what we want, man. Cause just for the main fact that we know this ain't gonna go no further than just rap. We know Drake and Ross ain't really got no real beef. We know J. Cole and Kendrick ain't got no real beef. We know Drake ain't got no real beef with Kendrick. It's just rap, man. It's just sport. We love to see it, man. We love to hear it as a fan. This is what we want. And I gotta be real right now, man. I gotta be real. We needed something like this to happen right now because the women, you know what I mean? They was kind of doing a lot with rap, man. Between Glorilla and Cardi, Meg, Sexy Red, they was kind of going crazy for real. They was dropping a lot of heat, a lot of singles. They was getting talked about more than the men. And we gotta acknowledge that. That was a fact. But now, oh no. They got to take a back seat right now. I'm sorry. Ladies, y'all got to take a back seat right now. The big boys came out to play. With no disrespect to the ladies, y'all was holding it down. Y'all did a hell of a job. I ain't even mean to cuss just now. But y'all did a great job holding it down. But the big boys is back. And they back and they coming, you know what I mean? They coming to drop with some straight heat. And the best part about this right now is that it's just the first round. It's just first quarter. That's all this is. This is just the first quarter. It could get, you know what I mean? We ain't even at halftime yet. It's going to get uglier. We in the first round right now of a heavyweight fight. So let's sit back, grab our popcorn. You know what I mean? Let's get into it. Let's sit, you know what I mean? As fans, let's just enjoy this moment. Because this is, I mean, we still haven't heard like a hit 'em up, a takeover, an ether. We ain't heard that yet. I will say Rose's joint was kind of close. We almost there. We almost at that type of moment. We almost there. Drake's joint was all right. It was all right. Rose definitely took a lot more shots. I think he took some bigger shots. You know what I mean? Especially as far as the thing he said about French Montana and the cease and desist. He definitely went a little bit harder. So we getting close to that moment in time. Real close, man. And a lot of, you know what I mean? A lot of this talk, at least the way it started, was that we thought it was over, like a woman. And I think it was Kendrick and Drake with a woman or something to that effect. And we had a woman come out and say they wasn't talking about her and this, that, and the third. So, I mean, we don't know how far this is going to go. We really don't. We really don't. But I'm here for it. Y'all should be here for it as well. That thing, I got a frog in my throat. But if you ain't tapped into them jams yet, they definitely out here. You can find them on any social site right now. All you got to do is scroll. You're going to find it. It's going to pop up. All you got to do is scroll, and it's going to pop up. So let's sit back, wait for round two, wait for the second half, wait for the end of the, you know what I mean, end of the first quarter, whatever we at right now. Let's just sit back and wait. Technically, this is the first quarter. So let's sit back and wait and see where it's going to go. And I want to see J. Cole get back in the ring. I don't want to see J. Cole going out like that. I know he, you know, it was sitting on his conscience and he wasn't feeling good. But come on, J. Cole, this is just sport. Get back in the ring. We want you to get back in the ring. We need you to get back in the ring. Even Quavo and Chris Brown is in the ring right now taking jabs back and forth with each other. Like even, you know what I mean? So get back in the ring, J. Cole. You ain't got no choice, man. You have no choice, man. We need you to get back in the ring just for the love of the game. Do it for the fans. You don't even got to do it for yourself. Do it for the fans. That's all. Speaking of Breezy, he released the 11/11 Deluxe version. I haven't got through all. I think it's like maybe 10 or 11 jams added on to the original. I've listened to a couple of jams. I've heard some good things. Of course, Breezy has always been the king of the long album. His deluxes, every time he does a deluxe, it's always heat. I think he had Indigo Deluxe. What was the other one he had? Maybe Heartbreak Deluxe. I'm not really sure, but I do know Indigo definitely had a deluxe. They had that joint on there. Tell Me How You Feel with Tory Lanez on it. It was crazy. But you know, with Breezy, I expect nothing less than perfection when it comes to like long albums. But I will say this, I did hear the Residuals track, which I'm going to play at the end of this jam right now. I've been bumping that all day long. And that might be Breezy's best record ever. And when you think about that, that's saying a lot. That's saying a lot, man. When he put his whole foot in that joint. Like that Residuals, I mean, if you ain't heard that, man, oh my gosh, that Residuals. That's music right there. Like if you're looking for music, you're looking for a track that's going to make you feel all the feels, that's it right there. That's definitely it, man. Oh, my goodness. The lyrics are not Residuals. It's just stupid. It's just stupid, man. You know what I mean? You're getting to some sort of bickering back and forth with your woman, and who's, you know what I mean? Who's giving, oh my goodness, who's giving the love? Who's taking it? Yeah, it was going crazy, man. Definitely going crazy. So I think about it when I listen to the song. I think about, you know, when you with your significant other and this, that, and the third, is it okay to fight with them and make up without a solution to what caused the fight? Like, if you with your significant other, your situationship, your, I don't know, whatever you got going on, relationship, does there need to be a final solution to whatever started the argument or the fight? And I think my opinion with that is that I think you do gotta come to some sort of resolution. Because if you just sweep things under the rug and act like they never happened, it's going to linger around and it's going to fester and it's going to pop back up when you know, either one of the parties is irritated and angry. And then once that happens, then you got the old issues back on the horizon. You right back in the, you break back to square one. You know, and sometimes I think as depending on what type of person you are in regards to handling conflict, conflict resolution, sometimes you may want to just kind of bypass that and kind of act like it never happened. But I don't think you can specifically do that when you are in a serious situation. You know what I mean? Like, if you're in something that's not as significant to you, something that you're not really worried about a lot, then yeah, you probably could sweep something under the rug. You know what I mean? You don't really care as much. But as far as like a situation that you really care about, yeah, there has to be some sort of finality, some sort of resolution to said argument. Just so both parties are on the same page. You see something you didn't like, you get to going back and forth about it, and to not fully address the issue and leave like some things out, all it takes is one angry moment and you bringing that up. I remember when you did such and such, or you remember when you did that, that, like, that's all it takes. So to answer the question, I think there must be a resolution. Anytime you get into an argument, a fight with your significant other, your situationship, your relationship, whatever, friend, whatever it is, there has to be some sort of resolution, man. Don't let things linger, man. Life is too short to be letting things linger and not getting things off your chest. That you want to get off your chest. It's just not a good thing to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, just holding on to those feelings, just are not, it's just not a good idea, man. It's just not a good idea. So, yeah, man, transitioning out of that. Yeah, I don't know. That breezy kind of brought me to that moment just now. I don't know how, but that breezy brought me to that moment. For real, for real. But let's see what else we got on un daquito. We got a minor, we got a small docket today. We ain't got nothing crazy, but we do have a small docket today. But again, I want y'all to go listen to that Breezy Residuals, man. I need y'all to go listen to that, man. We got to clap it up for Breezy in that jam, because that thing is crazy.
We'll make it clap. We'll make it clap.
And you know what? And let's clap it up for hip hop too, man. Let's clap it up for hip hop.
We'll make it clap.
We gotta clap it up for hip hop too, because right now hip hop is, hey, this is what we love, man. They back rapping again. Like, this is what we love. What else do we got going on right now? I kind of want to get into a Shining segment, which I haven't really done for a while, I don't think. I ain't done a Shining segment, and I don't know how long, for real. I got to think about when's the last time I did a Shining segment. But we definitely want to shine some light on somebody. Let's get into this.
Shining, 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 yeah. Shining, yeah.
let's get into this Shining segment. This Shining segment, yeah, this Shining segment I think was needed. I think I just kind of wanted to show some love. And I think it was just appropriate. There's a lot going on. I mean, there's a lot going on. And this person's, they just continue to keep winning out here. And we love to see them keep winning. And yeah, man, we love to see it, man. This Shining segment is going to Big Yeezy, a.k.a. Angela Yee, for continuing to be a dominant force in this media industry. Wed with Yee has been going strong. We're in the year number two right now. But Wed with Yee, there's been a number of viral moments since the show started. And it's only gonna get bigger and better. It's only gonna keep going up, pun intended. Also, Way Up was a winner of a Gracie Award. That's major. You know what I mean? You can't downplay that, but that's a big deal in year number one, going into year number two of the show. And I believe the show started in, I think we started around in 30 markets. But like right now, easily have surpassed 40 and counting. And, you know, markets are still going up. Again, pun intended, still going up. But Yee not only just does the media, she not only is kind of holding it down on the radio front, she just reopened Juices for Life again, relaunching it with a new name called The Nourish Spot. So if you need your greens, your juices, your you know, all your healthy foods and nourishment, so to speak, go ahead and check that out. I'll definitely be there when I get back up to the Big Apple, when I go back up to up top. Of course, she still got Coffee Uplift People Cup, which is in Target. You get on Amazon. Definitely one of the staples in Brooklyn. Definitely tap in with that as well. I mean, she's just killing it right now, man. He is just killing it right now. She was just on the cover of, featured on the cover of Alpha Magazine for Women's History Month. Again, just highlighting, you know what I mean? Just highlighting what she's doing out here in these streets. And she's also, you know, doing a real estate thing. She got multiple properties. She done brought in, you know, Jasmine, shout out Jasmine Brand. She done brought her in on something in Detroit, a major property that they got going on in Detroit that they're renovating. Of course, she got the Airbnb at the Roxbury House that, you know, always is leaving 5-star reviews. And Yee's always putting people on the different investments. You know what I mean? Always trying to put people in position to make moves. And we love to see the queen winning. You know what I mean? We love to see the queen winning. And that's why this Shining segment was for her. So this Shining segment goes out to the boss lady in charge, a.k.a. Big Yeezy, a.k.a. Angela Yee. We love to see you winning. Keep doing what you're doing. And keep going up, pun intended. DJ keep winning, Yeezy. Keep winning, man. That's all. Definitely keep winning, man. For sure, for sure. Shout out to the Way Up Gang, Jasmine Mano, Big Yeezy. What else we got going on, man? So we're gonna transition out of that. We're gonna get into this no-no of the week. And this no-no is a real no-no. It's coming from overseas, over in Spain. This no-no goes to the Spanish soccer team. Now, excuse my pronunciation because I don't know how to pronounce this. Rayo Majadahonda. Rayo Majadahonda. I don't know how you pronounce it. But they're getting this no-no for suspending their goalkeeper, Cheek Sar. Cheek Sar was suspended for 2 games for going into the stands to confront a fan that was spewing racial comments towards him. This story is coming from The Guardian. And as Cheeksar stated, this wasn't his first time that this has happened to him. But as he listened to an elderly man join others in allegedly making monkey gestures and attacking the color of his skin, he stated it hit different. Like, this is a different situation. He's been through this before, but for some reason, this instance hit a lot different. And Sora could not get over why these fans were shouting racial slurs at him to the point where he went into the stands and grabbed one of them by the collar and asked why was he insulting him. Now, Sora did later admit to overreacting in the situation. But again, though, in those type of moments, it's hard to tell someone how to act that has never been in your shoes. I believe the saying goes, don't ask someone who's never been in your shoes how to tie your laces. So you can't ask Sora how to act if you've never been in that situation. Now, the match did end up getting suspended. Sora was ejected, but his teammates left the game as well to stand in solidarity with him. And it's like, at what point are we going to stop the fans from doing things of that nature? And then after that, they play victim when they get checked. They try to file, you know, they play victim. After they get checked, they try to play victim. And we've seen this in the United States many a times. And fans have been approached, but I don't ever recall a fan ever being touched in the United States, other than the Malice at the Palace. Of course, that's an outlier. Other than that, though, I don't recall a fan ever being touched by an athlete in the United States. But I think the more we kind of get into it, it's probably going to happen. It's only a matter of time, because they're so out of pocket nowadays that it's just ridiculous. Like, I've seen Westbrook, who always has to defend himself. He always defends his family. We've seen Kyrie kind of get into it with fans too and have fans removed from games. But it's like, why do they got to go through that in the first place? And when will the fans understand that behavior like that is not acceptable in any sport anywhere in the world? And then, you know, getting scared after you do that and playing victim it's just kind of ridiculous, man. It's definitely just kind of ridiculous. Now, let's get on to the club that Sora plays for and the reason why he was suspended. They stated that Sora was suspended for conduct that was contrary to good sportsmanship. Now, think about what that just said. Conduct that was contrary to good sportsmanship. So what did the fans display? They didn't display any type of sportsmanship at all. Not that they're responsible for displaying sportsmanship, but to say that Sora didn't do that is ridiculous. All he did was defend himself. And that's why the club Rayo Majadahonda is getting this no-no. Because you're supposed to, at least from what I know, you're supposed to be the back your player. Like, you're not supposed to take somebody who is not on your payroll. You're not supposed to really take their side in a situation like that. At least I don't think you're supposed to, at least. Of course, you know, different circumstances, different strokes for different folks. But if I'm an owner of a team and a situation like that happens with one of my players, I'm backing my player every time. Like, I'm backing my player every time. I'm not doing that, man. And that's why they're getting this no-no, because you're supposed to back your player before you back the fan. Yes, the fan is spending money, but it's your player who's putting the fans in the seat. So who's worth more? Not that this is about being worth, but I'm just saying, as an owner, it's just disgusting behavior, man. Like, and to suspend them for two games when really they're the ones that should be penalized for lack of security, lack of control over the fans. They should be the ones that should be getting suspended or getting fined or getting some sort of penalty. But nope. That's not what's going on here. It's somehow the player who is being victimized that is the one that is getting reprimanded. And we hate to see it, man. We definitely hate to see it. And for that reason, this no-no is going to you, Rayo Majadahonda, for not defending your player and really just overall bad ownership. Like, that's your team. Back your players. They're playing for you. They're making you a lot of money. And you have the audacity, the unmitigated gall to turn on them that quickly? Like, I know you investigated the story a little bit, but that quickly, and you just go to 2-game suspension? Nah, man, we can't go for that, man. You know what I mean? That's just that this no-no is going to you, and that's just something we just can't go for, man. Yeah, that no-no goes to you, Rayo Majadahonda. That's just unacceptable behavior, man. Just unacceptable, man. Unacceptable behavior. We hate to see it, man. We definitely hate to see it. Man, it just kind of threw me off, man. I just kind of got swole just reading that story all over again and writing up what I wrote up, man. It just didn't sit well with me. It just doesn't. You know what I mean? Athletes are providing entertainment for the fans. Why are the fans think they can just go there and do whatever they want? Why they think that is just crazy. It's just crazy to me, man. Transitioning out of that, man. Oh, man, we got some tragedies that struck the NFL this week. Sad week for the NFL as the unfortunate, untimely death of the legend O.J. Simpson was announced a couple days ago. And for me, just a sad day for the league as OJ passed due to cancer. But the Juice was a whole legend out here, man. On the field, and we're going to keep this strictly on the field because I've seen a lot of slander, a lot of things I didn't like. But on the field, the Juice was a legend. NFL MVP in 73, Offensive Player of the Year in 1973, 5-time first team All-Pro, 5-time Pro Bowler, 4-time rushing yards leader, made the 70s all-decade team, 75th and 100th anniversary all-time team. Yeah, the accolades, they keep, we're not done yet. The accolades, they're still going. National champion at USC, Heisman Trophy winner, Hall of Famer. I mean, come on, man. The Juice basically did it all. OJ did it all. And I don't like the slander that I'm seeing on the timeline, especially from Caitlyn Jenner. And what Caitlyn Jenner said, Bruce Jenner, I don't know what he or she is right now, was completely disgusting and embarrassing, for real. Like, the good riddance or whatever they said about OJ is about to, I forget what Caitlyn, what Bruce said. But saying that, when you've done something similar to OJ and you've taken a life as well, is out of control. Completely out of control. Come on, man. Let's not like act like OJ was not one of the best running backs of all time. I mean, the Juice had to be, he's got to be top 10 running backs of all time. And just recently, like in his, you know what I mean, in his glory years, he was just kind of floating around. It was always good to see, you know, OJ anytime a camera was on him. I definitely liked his appearances on Cam and Mace's Is What It Is, you know, sports talk show. Shout out to Cam and Mace. They doing their thing over there in their space. They say what they want to say. You know what I mean? So I'm definitely rocking with them heavy. But yeah, man, OJ was making appearances on their show. And he always seemed to be in good spirits anytime there was a camera on or around him. And we just gotta send love and light, man, to OJ and his family during this difficult time. And the last thing I'm going to say about that is F cancer, man. I hate cancer. I don't know where it came from. I hate it, though. Because it just does so much, man. It just damages so many people. And I just wish we would find a cure for it or some sort of something. That remission and elimination or whatever that, you know, that they got going on, I'm not too well versed on it. But I would just like people to not get it at all. You know what I mean? And if they was to get it, for it to be gone, once they get rid of it, for it to be gone forever. For some reason, you could get it, you could lose it, and get it again, and lose it, and get it again, and lose it, and get it again. And at some point, with all this money that Moderna is making, and Pfizer and all this, that, and Johnson & Johnson, they should be able to figure something out. That if you do get cancer, and they give you, you know, the remission and the treatment, and you go through all that stuff, that you shouldn't be able to get it again. Like, somewhere along the lines, they should be able to do something with that. I don't know who's in charge, but somehow they should be able to figure that out. So sending love and light to the Juice, to O.J. Simpson, the legend. And let's continue to speak positivity in his name, man. You know what I mean? We don't want to define him by his worst moments. Ain't nobody perfect. But to sit here and act like O.J. wasn't one of the best running backs of all time is ridiculous. Speaking of all-time greats, Tiger did make the cut this week at the Masters. A record-setting 24th consecutive cut at the Masters. And I knew he was going to make the cut. I know they was talking about, you know, this week on First Take, shout out to the gang, S.A., Molly, Big Perk, Big Swagoo, R.C., Unk. The rest of the gang, Kimberly Martin, you know what I mean? Shout out to them, Mina, Dano, like shout out to the gang. But Lewis Riddick, of course. But yeah, they was talking about, I think Joe Fortenbaum came on there during his gambling segment that Tiger wasn't going to make the cut. You never bet against Tiger. You know what I mean? You lose your money. You never bet against Tiger. And of course, Tiger did make the cut. Now, as far as, you know, what he did today on moving day, he did not fare too well today on moving day. He shot a high for any major tournament that he's ever been. I think any tournament that he's ever entered, not just a major. A score of 82, 42 on the front nine. For Tiger, that's crazy. It did leave him 11 over par going into Sunday. So obviously, you know, this Masters is not going to be where he gets his next championship. I always give him a shot to win anytime he's in a tournament, but this week is not going to happen. A plus 11 is just not going to happen. I do want Tiger to finish strong, though. You know what I mean? I have no doubt that he will, but I'd like him to shoot a low number tomorrow. That would be ideal. If he can somehow get back to, what, maybe 3 or 4 over, something like that, to that effect. Because there's not that many players that are over par. I want to say there's maybe 12 or 13 over par. I think just 5 or 6 that are even. Everybody else is under par, I'm sorry. There's maybe 12 or 13 under par. 5 or 6 that are about even. Everybody else is over par. So I'd like to see Tiger kind of get back to that even marker. If he can tomorrow, of course he's going to have to go very low. But conditions are supposed to be good, and I think going low is a possibility. But, you know, we got Scottie Scheffler in the lead. And when I first started talking about the Masters, he was the favorite. And right now he's in the lead, a 7 under par. Colin Morikawa is at 6 under par. Max Homa is at 5 under par. But Bryson DeChambeau, who's one of my favorites, after Tiger, he might be my second favorite. He's lurking, though. He's lurking at 3 under. And for Bryson, he's playing some good golf. And when you think about what he did this week, he's using a set of 3D printer clubs that were just approved days before the Masters started by the PGA. And with these, I didn't know you could make clubs with 3D printers, but I guess you can. But with these clubs, he's playing well. He's playing very well. And he's around. You gotta contend with Bryson. You got to. Anytime you can hit the ball that far, and you're so precise with what you do, you got a chance as long as you could drive the ball in the fairway. So we'll see what happens tomorrow on the last day of the Masters, and we'll see who can, you know, who takes on the trophy. If I was a betting man, I would probably take Scottie Scheffler. He's been pretty sound. Maraca is definitely pretty tough. I would like DeChambeau to make a run at it, but him being four back of Scheffler, Scheffler don't usually just give holes away. So DeChambeau's going to have a streak of birdies in order to catch him. What else do we got going on tomorrow? Of course, we got the last day of the NBA season tomorrow. And for the most part, the West playoff seeds will all be determined at some point tomorrow. We got the Pelicans and the Lakers. We're going to find out what happens with them. That's probably the biggest game on the slate, because if the Lakers win, they can go as high as to the 8th or 7th seed. If they lose, they can drop down to the 10th seed. If the Pelicans win and the Suns lose, they will be the 6th seed. But if the Suns win and the Pelicans lose, that would make them the 6th seed and put the Pelicans in the play-in tournament. So there's a lot on the line on this last day of the regular season. And we got to, you know what, we got to give Adam Silver his props. We got to give Adam Silver his props, because this last day of the regular season, it means something. And it wouldn't, I don't know if we still get this type of energy if it wasn't for this play-in, that play-in at the end. Like, teams have something to play. The play-in tournament has made the regular season relevant for the whole season. So that means you have something to play for it all the way to the end of the season, man. So we got to give a shout-out to Adam Silver, man, for that play-in tournament.
We'll make it clap. We'll make it clap.
Got to give a shout-out to Adam Silver for that play-in tournament, man, because, I mean, they're playing hard all the way up to the end. The Timberwolves, the Nuggets, and the Thunder, they all have the same record going into the last day of the season, with the Thunder having the advantage. If they beat the Mavericks, they are the one seed going into the playoffs. The Nuggets need both the Thunder and the Timberwolves to lose, and they must beat the Grizzlies in order to get the one seed. The Timberwolves, of course, need to beat the Suns and have the Thunder lose in order to get the one seed. I like OKC. And as a Lakers fan, I want OKC to actually be the number one seed. I want the Lakers to face OKC or Minnesota in the first round. That's what I want. That's what I want, because I know for a fact that Bron and AD and the Lakers are running through either one of those teams. Now, if they got to face the Nuggets first round, might be a different story. I still like the Lakers, but it's not going to be as easy. I think they beat the Thunder or Minnesota in 5 games. That Lakers-Nuggets series is going to go 7 games. But other than that, yeah. We also got the Clippers facing the Mavericks for the, what is it, the fourth time in 5 years, maybe? Something to that effect. And I think, I like the Mavericks. They've been playing good, man. This is the third time in 5 years the Mavericks have been facing the Clippers. I like the Mavericks. They've been playing good ball, but, man, they're going against, you know, Luka and Kyrie, who are probably the best offensive talent combo in the league. They're going against the two best wing defenders in the league, and Kawhi and PG. So, you know, that matchup is basically going to determine a series. Like, I mean, but as far as a fan, it don't get no better than that. You got the two best wing scorers going against the two best wing defenders. What more can you ask for? So we'll see how the rest of the West shakes out. As far as the East, I mean, ain't really as exciting. Pretty much everything is what it's going to be, except for Philly, Orlando, and Indiana all have the same record going into the last day of the season. So we'll see how that kind of shakes out. Boston, the number one seed, something we've all known for a long time. But nobody's worried about the Celtics regular season. We all want to see what they're going to do in the postseason. But I will say this, if things stay the way they are, and the Knicks, you know, as the 3 seed right now, face the Pacers at the 6 seed, that's going to be a good series. That might be the best series of the first round. Because we're getting a gritty Knicks team led by big body Jalen Brunson against the run and gun Pacers, Halliburton, Miles Turner. And it's going to be a contrast of styles that, to me, I think favors the Pacers. Just due to the lack of scoring that the Knicks have without Julius Randle. Like, when you think about it, Brunson, the Knicks' offense is basically get the ball to Brunson and get out the way. And I'm not here to say that's a bad strategy. That's actually that's a good strategy. Because I've yet to see Brunson, like, not get a good shot. You know what I mean? And the Knicks beat a healthy Celtics team the other night. Brunson had, 39? And all I seen the whole game was get the ball to Brunson in the half court and get out the way. He's either going to score, get fouled, or he's going to pass, and something good happens off his passes, and that's usually most of the next possessions. Now, is he carrying a heavy load? Yes, he is. But when you think about, you know, the playoffs and the slowed down pace of the game, I like the Knicks using that strategy because I've yet to see anybody shut Brunson down. Like, he has to be having an off night in order for the Knicks to lose. And what are the chances of him losing or having an off night 4 times out of 7 games? I think they're very slim. Very, very slim. So, I mean, I don't know, man. The more and more I think about it, I do like the Knicks. I just think that they don't have offensive weapons other than Brunson. But he's making everybody around him so much better that they've been winning somehow. So, will the Heat be able to make their typical playoff run again this year after getting to the finals from the play-in last year? We will see if that happens again. They're in the playoffs. They're in the play-in tournament again this year. And it's just so hard to do what they did. It's so hard to do what they did. But playoff Jimmy, you know, he turns up. You know, he don't be playing around. He gonna get to it. But to make that run again in the play-in after play-in tournament is going to be hard. It's going to be hard. My sleeper, though, is the 76ers. Of course, Embiid did appear to injure his leg the other day, and he did come out the game. I believe he did come back in at some point. But they are currently in the play-in right now. You know they're getting out of that because I think it's them, Atlanta. Miami, and I forget who the last team. It might be the Bulls, I believe. So Philly's definitely coming out of that. As long as Embiid is capable of playing at least, 35, maybe 30, 35 minutes, they're beating anybody in the play-in. Like, I mean, you don't have to worry about that. So, but now after that, who they're going to get is either going to be Boston or Milwaukee, who are currently 1 and 2 seeds, unless something crazy happens. Can Philly take down Boston? Yes, they can. Remember, they were up 3-2 last year and had a bad game 6 and then lost in game 7. But they are fully capable of beating Boston. They no longer have Harden, but they do have Buddy Hield. Tyrese Maxey has taken a step up. They do still have Tobias Harris. They do got Kelly Oubre, who's been balling completely. And I think Boston is susceptible right now. I think that they're vulnerable. They can be had. Especially if Embiid is playing at the MVP level that he was playing before he went down. And he's been rested, so he should be playing at that level. I mean, he has been since he's been back. So there's a lot going on tomorrow, man. If you are not in front of a TV tomorrow watching some sort of sports, I don't care if you at a bar. I don't care if you are at home, but you're probably better off being at a bar or at some place with multiple TVs because there is going to be a lot of games going on. Got the Masters going on. Got the final day of the NBA season. Yeah, man. Tomorrow's a very good sports day. NHL playoffs. You got NHL. I mean, well, not NHL playoffs, but the last couple of games of NHL regular season. Playoff seasons is still up in the air for that as well. So, I mean, you know, that's going to be on tomorrow. So, yeah, man, tomorrow is definitely a big sports day. Very big sports day. What else do we got going on out here? That might be about it, man. I feel like the time just be going fast. I did watch a couple UFC fights tonight. Did watch a boxing match too. Jared Anderson, UFC fight. Alex Pereiro. So I did watch a little bit of that tonight. Didn't watch the whole card. But I did, you know, it was all right. I'm not the biggest UFC fan. I did see an announcement that Conor McGregor is coming back to fight, I think, June 29th. So he's getting back in the octagon. That's happening. We got Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia coming up in, what, 6 days? I think it's 420. Yeah, today's the 14th. Yeah, we got 6 days until Haney Garcia. It appears that there's not a lot of tickets being sold that have been sold so far, but I'm sure that'll change. But the venue, I mean, they picked the Barclays. They picked Brooklyn. It should have been in Vegas. That's here nor there. But I'll definitely be watching the fight. You ain't getting to worry about that. I will be watching that fight. I like Haney in a decision. Can he knock Garcia out? He can. It's possible. But either way it goes, I got Haney taking Garcia down, man. Garcia been on some nuts. He ain't been on some. He just been wilding, man. It doesn't seem like he's training hard. And all I see is videos of Devin in the gym. Devin running, you know, running hills. I haven't seen too much footage of Garcia in the gym. I seen him in his living room throwing punches, but I have not seen him in the gym actually, you know, grinding. Whereas, you know, Haney, I've seen him. He's been out here, man. He's been working, training hard. So, but we got that in 6 days. We got some other stuff going on, too, around the world that I will get into next episode. Other than that, man, we kind of closing this joint out, man. We're going to close it out with this Breezy, this Residuals by Breezy. Yeah, man, it goes crazy, man. Yo, he put his foot in this jam right here. He put his foot in this jam right here. You got it, episode 110. We out of here, man. Yeah. Oh, sending a birthday shout out to my shorty, Wop. Turn it up. Turn up. Definitely turn up. For real. You got an episode 110. We out of here. Jip, jip, jip. Whoa, come on, Breezy. Who's getting on my love? Who's getting on my love? Tell me who. Who's getting on my time? All of that used to be mine. Oh, who did you teach when I taught you? Better not give them my nickname. Ooh, it hurts. I don't like thinking about it. I swear that it's wearing me down. Oh, but tell me who. Who's getting on the pie? Come on, man. Whose pen game is like this other than Breezy? This is crazy. Residuals. Deuces, we out of here. Who's getting it?